People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
And you're going to make that happen by blowing up a building?
The building is a symbol, as is the act of destroying it. Symbols are given power by people. Alone, a symbol is meaningless, but with enough people, blowing up a building can change the world.
I wish I believed that was possible. But every time I've seen this world change, it's always been for the worse.
Hello and welcome to show 84 of Radio Clash, and this is the 1984 version 2.0 edition.
I'm destruction is upon us. The great Cyclops is dead. The revenge of the gods will be terrible. And you, humans, who have taken away our Cyclops, all of you will be destroyed as punishment.
Hello and welcome to show 84 of Radio Clash, and as I said at the beginning, it's the 1984 version 2.0 edition, and that was, yes, that's one of mine, that's Through the Electric Eye by Instamatic, otherwise known as Electric Eye by Judas Priest versus Through the Loop by Pendulum, and very much inspired by Steve Supercollider's work, definitely. So nod there, and that is a preview of one of the tracks that I possibly will be playing in November in San Francisco. I wasn't going to play it, I was going to keep it all to myself, but it really fit the theme of this show, which is that with all of these security alerts that are going on, I'm sure if you've wandered anywhere near a newspaper or television or anything of the last 3 or 4 days, you would have seen the total insanity and craziness the world is coming to. Specifically, security alerts on planes and people getting paranoid about cans of Coke and various liquids and even baby milk. I mean, I think words fail me, which is why a lot of the music in this show, which is a special show about the restrictions of freedom that's happening at the moment, it's called So Much Chaos, and the fact that it's not a new thing, liquid explosives have been around for a long time. It's just indicative of a restriction of freedom that's happened over the last, well, at least the last 5 years. I feel that it's not a case of these are necessary evils. I'm feeling more and more worried that it's getting more and more like a police state. And certainly we shouldn't have ever been in a war with Iraq or Afghanistan, or even now there's a whole nightmare of Lebanon versus Israel. And we shouldn't have been involved with the first two in the first place. And it's just kind of, why? Why were we involved? And why are we still involved? You know, do we need two other Vietnams? I mean, people have gone about Afghanistan, but Afghanistan is now devolving into the same kind of guerrilla warfare and nightmare and total chaos that Vietnam was. So, you know, we've really brought democracy to that country, haven't we? Great, it's brilliant, you know. And then there's Iraq, and now there's the whole nightmare of terrorism because of it. And the world doesn't feel like a safer place. The world feels like the early 1980s, where you had various things in the Middle East and IRA and various other sort of bombings and terrorist things happening. So certainly it doesn't feel like it were a safer place because of it, and the war on terror is not being won at all. The craziness of the whole thing that's happened recently, where they supposedly foiled a plot to blow up to about 10 airliners with a liquid explosive, which, you know, I appreciate them foiling the plot, but the question is, was there a plot? The question is this another Forest Gate? Is this another Charles de Menendez? Is this people outside the UK? I don't know if you've heard about Forest Gate. Forest Gate was a big sort of raid on a family's house, or a couple of families' houses. Asian family, all arrested. One of them was shot because he apparently tried to stop them doing something with his brother or something. I don't exactly know what happened, but apparently he wasn't resisting arrest. He was just trying to, apparently was shot immediately because he didn't put his arms off, I think, immediately, which, I mean, certainly if armed police jump through your door, you're just going to be stunned. But anyway, and then of course they all turned out to be innocent. A bit like Charles de Menendez. Great. So I think, although I have difficulty siding with the British Muslim Council on this one, because their views on my sexuality, I do think that it just seems like, well, what's the proof? And the police are being incredibly vague. They're saying something happened. Interesting items. It's just so vague to be like very suspicious, but we'll see what has happened. But the aftermath seems to be as much as bad as if there had been a bombing. I mean, the chaos in Heathrow and Gatwick seems to just reminds me of 9/11 5 years ago. So, great. So, we've now traded security for panic and fear. And I do wonder whether it's being used as a political weapon. in the, you know, where the whole thing about keeping people in constant fear, which is a very 1984, very Orwellian thing, whether that's actually happening in this case. I do think it's being used as a political tactic, but that's just my view. I tend to not to discuss politics too much on the show, because I tend to think that the music says it more than better than I do, and that's probably just the case here. But I just had to say something. I was going to turn this into a secret rainy day show. As I started to put together the show, I realised that the thing that's been getting me down recently is the fact that I'm not hearing music, I'm not hearing stuff which just reflects my anger and my annoyance at what the hell is going on, especially, say, with Lebanon versus Israel and the lack of, you know, a diplomatic answer, though I saw today that there's some kind of UN resolution, so hopefully that's been sorted. But the last 3 weeks, the UK and the US haven't been condemning the Israeli's actions in Lebanon. And then, you know, and then you've got this security alert, and it's all kind of interlinked. It's all to do with the same old thing. It's just it's all to do with the same old arms deal and the same old oil power structures and the same old, dare I say it, capitalist hierarchy. It's the same old bullshit. It is the same old bullshit. And I'm going to play a song now relating to that. It's by Jarvis Cocker, and it's very appropriate. It's The Cunts Are Still Running the World.
Well, did you hear there's a natural order? Those most deserving will end up with the most. That the cream cannot help but always rise up to the top. Well, I say, shit floats. If you thought things had changed, friends, you better think again. Bluntly put, in the fewest of words, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get it made overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the guys that's running the show. Let's be perfectly clear, boys and girls. Oh, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. We'll feed your children on crayfish and lobster tails. Find a school near the top of the league. In theory, I respect your right to exist. I will kill you if you're moving next to me. Ah, it stinks. It sucks. It's anthropologically unjust. Oh, but the takings are up by a third. Perfectly natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest on the street. Yeah, use your right, but don't imagine that it's hurt. No, 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 I've cunts are still running the world. Yeah, cunts are still running the world.
clouds of my dilemma. No, there's nothing much to do. It's a turnout in front of televisions, staring back at me, just waiting for the microwaves to wash me to the sea.
The only thing. land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Goldstream waters. I tell you, this land was made for you.
To the USA. staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
That's Leonard Cohen with Democracy, and if you don't hear the hatred in every single line of that, go back and listen to it. It reminds me of Jerusalem by William Blake, but a lot of people sing it as if it's like this great hymn, but if you actually look at the lyrics and you actually listen to what he's saying, it's incredibly critical. And what I like about that is that Leonard Cohen is kind of like, he's kind of like a folk terrorist. He kind of, since the 80s, has been so critical. I will be playing First We Take Manhattan in the 80s show, so or sometime soon, if not in the 80s show, which is on the next show or so. And I know it's echoes, so I should have played Everybody's Nose and pretending to be pumping up the volume, but there's reason for those references, definitely. And then before that was This Land Is Your Land, the Woody Guthrie classic. They're covered by Sharon Jones. I love that. It's so funky. I was going to play the Woody Guthrie until I actually heard that. And the sentiment, I love what it says in the lyrics about it says no entry on one side, it says nothing on the other, so that must be the side we're meant to be. So appropriate, and reminds me of the mass trespassers of Ramblers in the 1930s, things like Kinder Scout in the UK, which I heartily support. Then before that was Man at CNA by The Specials, and that's from the kind of the nuclear sort of paranoid Cold War era 80s, but certainly all the lyrics about Ayatollah seem to still kind of pretty much ring true. Ayatollah versus Mickey. Strangely, a lot of the, like I said in a previous show about the arms, arms hostages scandal and all that sort of thing, it's all these things coming to roost, and there's not actually surprising amounts of difference. It seems to be all kind of like 1984 returning. Yes, exactly, like 1984, the year as well as 1984, maybe the state. Then before that was Poor People Are Fed Up by Shut Up and Dance. Strangely uplifting for its lyrics, and definitely Shut Up and Dance are the kind of the proto mashup kings, along with You Got the Love, which has just been released, I think, again. On is a mashup of it with Crazy, apparently, which is very good. DJ Lumpy was telling me about that one, so I must track that down. Before that was of course 77 from 1987, Hate and War by The Clash. Again, those lyrics still work very well today. And then The Man Don't Give a Fuck by Superfly Animals, which I dropped in at the last minute because I was listening to the one before, which is Giles Cocker's Cunts Are Still Ringing the World. I just immediately had a flashback thinking, The Man Don't Give a Fuck, which of course uses a showbiz, the samples of Showbiz Kids by Steely Dan. And it reminds me that I've got to give a big plug out to the pirate gig on the 25th of August. That's coming Friday. They've got Alternate playing. I'm not going to reel out all the millions of people. I did it in the show I was going to do for 1984, which I've actually finished, but it's going to be now 1985, so I'm going to have to re-record bits of it. Anyway, you should. It's going to be at Camden. It's going to be Camden. God, can I remember the Purple Turtle in Camden? I think it is. And well worth checking out. They're playing, Cartel Communique playing, and Alternate. So that's going to be a good gig. I'm definitely going to try and be there. We now go on to play. Hey, I've played Leonard Cohen, and I've got to play Carter USM because it's about the only one of the few other acts I think that's probably got the same right amount of skeptical vitriol to put into this show. So I'm going to play a track by Carter, which is called While You Were Out. And I'll speak to you soon.
While you were out spreading the gospel, according to whatever you believed in at the time, a majesty's axe man came in and closed the hospital, the birthplace of our Bonnie. Yesterday they took away our bus stop. Today they'll try and take our happy home. Tomorrow I'll be burnt as a witch for playing punk rock. You picked a fine time to leave me on my own. I know the ones you found out doesn't hurt you. And the only time you get homesick when you get home. While you were out, I hope you too was in town. So get your finger.
now what I gotta do? Kidnap a lyric, take a melody, make it relevant. Hold a harmony hostage to these people, army verses. Stash the arms in the churches, bombs in the purses. Just when you think it's calm on the surface, we bomb on the first. All the talk get nervous every verse. Revolution every curse word. First come, first serve. It ain't no lost love. Freedom costs blood. That's word to the mom's word, nigga.
We need a revolution. We need a revolution. The system ain't gonna change it.
Cancer, wanna know, come follow me now. Diabetes and sickle cell, even mad. God, wanna know how I can stop these cops from killing. I can feed these hungry children. I can stop racism, a product of capitalism. I can unpack the prisons and turn religion back to reliving. I can stop the bloods from peeling, caps to the crypt from peeling. Back, get your cousin off track. I can stop the war. That's in the black hood, send the money right back to the pole for showing. If you with me, nigga, let me know. Let's go if you really wanna know.
RBG's off in this thing, they hip to the game, get it off the chain.
The system ain't gon' change unless you make it
change. You are now listening to WRBG, the People's Radio. That's a takeover, not a makeover.
Moby P.E. Moby P.E. Moby P.E.
Just gonna drop this on one of those Moby beats. This is Chuck D, check it out. Here we go. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right now. Fingers in the air like you really give a damn. Peace sign up, let me hear you say yeah. Power to the people, put your hands in the air. Peace sign high like you really do care. Fingers in the air like you really give a damn. Peace sign up, let me hear you say yeah. Power to the people, put your hands in the air. Peace sign high like you really do care. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now. Rather be sitting just for getting it. Power to the people, not the government. Capitalists, communists, and terrorists. Swear to God, I don't know the difference. Making new slaves out of immigrants. Wanna know where all the money went. Know the trigger's ripped by the government. Hear the bomb go. Sent by the president. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right now. Tell the leaders they gotta feed us. Grand Theft Auto, gonna bleed us. New world order doesn't need us. Call for peace, better heed us. Dictators, human haters. Hand on the bomb, masturbators. Finger on the button, infiltrators. Make love, fuck world peace, will save us. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right now.
Hey, yo, check 1, 2.
Bring
I want everybody to put this sign up in the air. If y'all want this for everybody around the world, if you want this for yourself, everybody put this sign high up in the air. And everybody tell me what the sign means. 1, 2.
Come on.
Iraq wanna know what they're fighting for. It's George W. Bush re-election war. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I've got the Bush War blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around.
get through with this business in Iraq. We're gonna get them evil doers, Gerhard Schroeder, Jacques Chirac. I got the bourgeois blues. I've got the bourgeois blues. I've got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Better watch out what you say. You don't wanna end up in Guantanamo Bay. I've got the bourgeois blues. I've got the bourgeois blues. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Little smile, curly hair. It's George Bush's poodle, goddamn Tony Blair. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the bourgeois blues. I've got them bourgeois blues. I've got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news all around. I got the bourgeois blues. I'm gonna spread the news.
You talk about revolution. Oh, that's fine. But what are you going to be doing come the time? Are you gonna be the big man for Tommy Gunn? We are talk of freedom when the blood begins to run. Freedom has no value if violence is the price. So I want your revolution, I want anarchy and peace. You talk about buying power, you violence has your soul. You speak of liberation, and when the people roll. Well, only people roll right now with limits for their fate. Just another set of minutes, their rifles are to me. But what about those people who don't want your new restrictions? Those who disagree with you and have their own convictions. You say they've got it wrong because they don't agree with you. So when the revolution comes, you have to run through. You say that revolution means freedom for us all. Well, freedom just ain't freedom when your back's against the wall. You talk about fame, power, with violence, that's your tool. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule. Well, only people rule right now with them for their fate. Just another set of prayers, their life is such a way. Will you indoctrinate the masses to serve your new regime? And simply do away with those whose views are too extreme. Transportation details can be left to British Rail. Where Cyclone B succeeded, North Sea gas will fail. It's just the same old story of man destroying man. We've got to look for other answers to the problems of this land. You talk about price power, we finance that your soul. You speak of liberation, and when the people roll. Well, I need people roll right now with them for their face. Just another set of fears, they're up for such a day.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam. Went out to fight for peace, liberty and all. Went out to fight for equality, hope let's go. And the war drags on. Found himself involved in a sea of blood and bones. Millions without faces, without hope and without homes. And the guns, they grow louder as they made dust out of bones that the flesh had long since left, just as the people left their homes. And the war drags on. They're just there to try and make the people free. But the way that they're doing it, it don't seem like that to me. Just more bloodletting and misery and tears that this poor country's known for the last 20 years. And the war drags on. Last night, poor Dan had a nightmare, it seems. One kept occurring and reoccurring in his dreams. Cities full of people burning, screaming, shouting loud. And right there overhead, a great orange mushroom cloud. And there's no war, for there's no, no more world. And the tears come streaming down. Yes, I like crying on the ground.
Let us have faith.
Islam. Islam.
Let us have faith.
تعدد في الآراء. رادشلا FM.
Allow me to be direct.
Islam. Islam.
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Islam. The five pillars were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad in the Arabian desert 600 years after the birth of Christ and recorded in the Quran. Now, a fifth of the world's human beings are Muslim.
God is perfect. 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 God is perfect.
God is perfect.
But God said, kill in the way of God those enemies and seek to be killed for my sake, I will grant you something called Shahada. You become martyr. Martyrdom is what you want. Do the effort. Clean your intention. Go forward, never look backwards. Make sure you have nothing left behind you to think about or to cry for. And fight in the name of Allah.
wicked infidel.
We are still victimized by a certain kind of culture based on the charisma, the savior, the redeemer, the one-man show, the one party, the one opinion.
Every single fundamentalist movement that I've studied in Judaism, Christianity is in Islam, is convinced that modern secular society is the enemy of religion and wants to wipe it out. So they feel that they're fighting, and Maududi certainly felt, was that Muslims were fighting with their backs to the wall against a hideously powerful force.
Assalamu alaikum.
The savior, the redeemer, the one-man show, the one party, the one opinion, the charisma.
And that they must exert all their efforts to counter this great threat to religion.
Infect my world with your presence.
The savior, the redeemer, the one-man show, the one party, the one opinion.
Allah is powerful and great. Much more than beasts and men.
There is no doubt Muslims believe that God does want human beings to surrender to his will.
God is perfect, so you can say Islam is perfect because God is perfect.
And therefore, those who have not surrendered themselves to God's will are seen as opponents, if you will, to God.
If anybody said anything different than the Quran have to win, because the Quran is the word of God Almighty.
In Christianity, in Judaism, their creed or their aqidah doesn't make clearest sense.
Whenever the word Jew appeared in Quran, I always thought they are the people who have been cursed by God.
These guys had the message and they faltered. You've got the message now, don't falter with it.
I start hating the Jews.
Fundamentalism in Judaism, Christianity and Islam is becoming more extreme right now, and we're almost getting what I would call post-fundamentalist groups, people who believe they're going beyond the fundamentalism that erupted so strongly during the 1970s into a new, more desperate phase. And I think something like this is happening here. Might makes right.
Al-Qaeda is trying to do two things. They're trying to issue a wake-up call to Muslims saying, look, your entire religion and the Ummah, the Islamic community, is under threat, and therefore it's your duty as a Muslim to rise up and resist this. And they're also trying to strike a blow of revenge.
On my orders.
Revenge.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes.
Around the corner. Not looking, can't see where he's shooting at all. Reaching around the corner. Not looking, can't see where he's shooting at all. Reaching around the corner. Not looking, can't see where he's shooting at all. Reaching around the corner, not looking, can't see where he's shooting at all.
Do not think those that die for God are really dead, but rather they live in the shadow of God, in the paradise of Eden. The strangers, Canada, USA, France, Britain, have ceased to focus on the unknown. The mysterious, because they do not believe in God. Europe stopped believing in God, so why should I speak in our language? I will speak in their terms. I have land and the paradise of Eden. My land is occupied, and I am trying to liberate it.
You infest my world with your presence.
They had this vision that they propagated through Islam in its purest form. So anything they encountered that differed from that vision was regarded as objectionable.
Is this the case, as with other great religions, where you can find a justification for your tactics of the moment?
I'm sure. Like in all other religions, not only in religions, any book can be misinterpreted.
And my Bible says that this is wrong because we as Christians do not need an Osama bin Laden leading us.
It's almost like a sort of nihilism here, as though fundamentalism is moving into what we call an antinomian phase. Antinomian phase. It means that you ignore all law and sort of trample on all values. If you are killing and massacring thousands of innocent people, you've lost all sense of law. And in various moments of history, when people are feeling extremely desperate, this religious extremism, and there are various examples of this in the past, can tip over into a complete nihilism where all law, even your sacred religious law, is something that you trample on in your desire to get to a new phase.
That was from the All In Your Head FM CD from Negative Land. That's disc 2, track 3. And how can I describe all? It's all in your head. It's basically, if you can imagine a bunch of atheists getting together and declaring war on all religions, and doing a sort of a long audio piece performance, live performance, comprising of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and just piecing together bits about that and fundamentalism. It's basically anti-fundamentalism mainly, but it's, I think it's also anti-religious, which I'd agree with. My personal beliefs is that religion is evil, but not everyone would agree with that. But I just can't see anything but harm coming from religion. Personal spirituality, personal beliefs, that's one thing. Religion, dogma, evil. So that was from the Negative Land CD. It's just come out. I would highly recommend it. I think the show was in October 2005, but they released it earlier this year, and I ordered it, and all my Negative Land goodies arrived a couple of days ago. And it's certainly, listening to it's sort of very thought-provoking. It's very good as well. Before that was Donovan with The War Drags On. Of course, that's from I think it's from the late 60s or maybe the 70s with the Vietnam War. Seems to be very appropriate now. Then Crass with Bloody Revolutions. I love Crass. The kind of thing I don't usually play on Radio Clash because they are just so fucking abrasive. But I like what they do. I don't necessarily agree with their total anarchist stance, but I have a lot more sympathy than other political
sort of spheres at the moment, I think. And then before that was Johnny Clash. I don't know if that's his real name or pseudonym, with Bushwater Blues. That's very funny, but I love the bit at the end about Tony Blair. And then Essex Boy Mashup, I Found Lovin', Zoom Band versus Moby with P.E. Make Love, Fuck War. Again, just seems so appropriate. Then the Dead Prez from the Turn Off Your Radio mixtape, We Need a Revolution. Again, agree with that, we do need a revolution. Before that was Chumbawamba with We Don't Want to Sing Along, which I think ostensibly is supposed to be about the kids that are things like the kids that are blowing up their school. But the sort of lyric at the start about we're in the chat rooms making a bomb seemed to be very, very appropriate. And then before that, I think that was While You Were Out by Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine. So we come to the end of the show. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. I hope you enjoyed this sort of long musical rant. I hope this podcast is more of like a scream of righteous anger rather than a frustrated sigh. That was my intention, to make it more of a righteous, annoyed podcast rather than sort of just me going meh. Hopefully these will be the sort of righteous ending. I hope it was enjoyable rather than being too preachy. I decided to choose music that was good to listen to and wasn't just in one non-stop crass early Chumbawamba mixtape, which would have been a bit extreme. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. There's also, if you check out the blog, there's other ways of communicating, including Evoker, which no one's ever used. On there is a Radio Clash or Radio Clash Mashup, I think. There's a link to Evoker on the website, and also the other one that no one's used, which is Odeo. We can leave them, both those you can leave a message through Flash without having to have anything but a microphone. So please use them. I miss getting voicemails. Now I'm going to play two tracks, both dub. This is the first one is quite a famous one. That's Revolution by Bob Marley and the Wailers. And then the next one is from the new, not released yet, Rodeo Dread, yeah, country dub, no, Radio Dread, LP, which is, if you remember the dub Side of the Moon, they also did Radiohead, and I think I agree with a few people having a quick listen to some of the results. It's a bit, not sure, but this one's very, very good. It's No Surprises by The Meditations. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have your own way of protesting some of the bullshit that's going on at the moment. So I'll speak to you soon.
Always want
forever. So if a fire make it burn, and if a blood make it run, Rasta de Banta, can't you see? So you can predict the flop. Hey, we got a lightning, thunder, brimstone, and fire, lightning, thunder, brimstone, and fire, oh yeah, fire, oh yeah.
Right.